We have about 3 minutes left, and Roger Oakland sent out a news sort of alert this past week, papal Eucharistic exhortation, and he says that the following article confirms that Pope Benedict XVI is dedicated to carrying out the new evangelization program, as was his predecessor. What is important here is that, according to the Pope, there is no unity with Rome unless the separated brethren come home to Rome. Help us understand that, and again, running very short of time.
Well, Jen, the Eucharist is the central focus of the Roman Catholic Church. Not only Pope Benedict, but John Paul II esteemed the Eucharist as the central figure of worship. And oftentimes, as you know, the Catholic Church is encouraging all Christians of other denominations to come home to Holy Mother the Church for the fullness of salvation. They say that unless we have the Eucharist, then we do not have the fullness of salvation.
So you and I are separated brethren?
Yes, we used to be called heretics prior to Vatican II, but Vatican II put an emphasis on ecumenism, which is unification of all Christians under the power and influence of the Pope. And so they knew it would be hard to woo us back to Rome by calling us heretics, so they now classify us as separated brethren. In other words, that we belong to Christ, but we just don't have the fullness of salvation until we come back and consume the Eucharist.
Okay, but then what do you think that the Church of Rome will try to do to win the separated brethren back to Rome?
Well, there's a lot of things going on right now. The emerging church movement is leading people back home to Rome because there's a denial of the absolute truths of Scripture in there. And so when you don't have absolute truths, then you can enjoy the experience of fellowshipping with other people of false denominations, such as the Roman Catholic Church. And that brings unity. It's whenever you suppress doctrinal truth, then you have unity as a result. But I might just say that we know in the book of Revelation that there would be an image that the Antichrist forces the world to worship. And this is pure speculation, but with the great emphasis on the Eucharist today, isn't it quite possible that that image that the world is forced to worship is actually the Eucharist?
Again, want to get a hold of Mike Gendron. It's pro-gospel.org. And